Well, good morning. It is 7:48 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 14th, 2021. Yes, if you grabbed my file early yesterday, you got the 3rd, not the 13th. It's since been corrected. Thanks for pointing that out. One of the downsides of posting more regularly is I'm more likely to typo a date that actually exists. Something we found earlier in this year when I posted 2020 instead of 2021 twice. And the same address. So it stopped raining. It's actually kind of nice right here overhead. Off to the south, it's not looking so good. But I was up early for some reason. 4 o'clock, I came out of a sound sleep. Some weird. Some weird nightmare about conference. I don't even remember what it is now. But it woke me up and it's like, okay, time to get up. So unlike most mornings where I usually, 4 o'clock, I go out on the couch and sleep for an hour. Wasn't to be today. I did finish book two of Matt Dinneman's series. What is it? Carl's Doomsday Scenario, I think. The next one is the Anarchist's Cookbook. Yeah, I think that's it. Anyway, I've got it. I downloaded it this morning. I'll have it done by tomorrow. And tomorrow is the end of the reading challenge. I'm pretty sure I will. If I finish this book by the end of day tomorrow, I'll have read 67 books since July 1st. And that's not, it's not exactly a book a day. It's a somewhat less than a book a day. 62 plus 14. 76. So it's about 76 days. I read 67 books in 76 days. Well, that's a weird. that's a weird number. Anyway. More than a book it's more than two books every 3 days. And less than. Morning. I can't do the arithmetic in my head. Is it a book every three books every 4 days? It might be. was 80 days, it would be 20, would be a quarter. 76 minus. So a quarter of 76 would be 18. So yeah, 76 minus 19 would be 55. 57. So yeah, 3 books every 4 days. And I'm sure all of you are out there going, oh, for God's sake, Nathan, give it up. The brain weasels, once they get a hold of something, they really don't like to let go. I could have just said, well, I'll check it when I go home and put it in the show notes. Yeah, no, I didn't. That's not going to happen. So today I have to put my newsletter together, and I'm looking at the newsletter realizing that I was going to try to get Zephyr's Call, the audiobook for Zephyr's Call, uploaded. And it isn't uploaded yet. It hasn't been completed. I just barely got my 2,000 words in yesterday. I did not get any editing done yesterday. It was one of those ricochet rabbit days. Bing, bing, bing. Where my brain just did not behave at all. I got home and managed to get my podcast posted with the wrong date on it. And then off to my therapist. And I did not go to the grocery store yesterday. I'm going to have to go this morning. So today's going to be a little bit bonkers as well. Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. My brain is going like a million miles an hour. And my mouth just can't keep up with it. There's just too much going on. It's quite chilly this morning and I wore my sweatshirt, but I'm questioning that life choice right at the moment, because in spite of how cold it is, how chilly it is, it's like just barely into the 60s. And there's a wind. I don't know if I'm working particularly hard to get the walk over with, or something's a little wacky here. Anyway, I did get up at 4 o'clock, I finished reading the second book of Dungeon Crawler. I started working on... I've been invited to participate in an Indie Recommends Indie activity for a post that'll go up in December. And I started going through... What books do I want to recommend? Good morning. And And it's been an interesting exercise as I go back through and look at, because it's the form, the template, the questionnaire that comes along. It's like, fill out this questionnaire, fill out this template with the information. And it's all relating to individual books. Coming up on a Get Ready to Say With Me book post. And it's like, what percentage of books do you read that are indie? That's a pretty easy answer. It's like 100%. It's not exactly true, because I've been fooled a couple times by some small presses. I've been fooled a couple of times by some collaborative imprints. I did read the first book of Mercenary Librarians, even after I knew it was written, was being published by Tor. I did do a blurb for a Harper Voyager book by K.B. Wagers, in part because it's Coast Guard in space. And it hadn't been published yet, so technically I was reading it. Advanced reader copy, I wasn't reading the published book, but I probably won't be doing that again. Nothing against KB Wagers of the book, but it's more support than I really wanted to give to Harper Voyager. So, but just going through the list of all of the indies, all my favorite indies, the people that I will buy their book as soon as I see it. Glenn Stewart's on the list. Deanna Chase is on the list. Krista D. Ball, of course, is on the list. That was the first one I wrote up. Her Tranquility series. She's written a lot of good books. Krista D. Ball's written a couple of nonfiction titles. What Kings Ate and Wizards Drank is a great reference book for how to get food right in low fantasy. something I didn't do very well, I think. But she's written a space opera series. Is it Rebel? Traitor? I forget what the name of it is. I think those two names are in there somewhere if you're interested in Krista's books. The science fiction is excellent. It's just excellent. And for all that I'm not a big fan of Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen style fiction, I have to say I really liked the book one of The Ladies Occult Society. I think I've read book two too, and I like that one as well. Funny, very dry wit, Krista's sense of humor syncs up with mine pretty easily. So yeah, that's very cool. So the first book, the one I first thought of was the Tranquility series. First book is Blaze. Krista Deepall. You can find it on Amazon. It's really good. I'm trying to think of who to put on next. I think Jerry Boyd is going to have to go on the list. Just because Bob and Nikki Sasa Repair is like a cult. It's like for writers to read Bob and Nikki, it's like, okay, take everything you thought you know about writing a story, throw it away, and pay attention to Bob and Nikki. Why is Bob and Nikki good? Why are you still book 19? Why are you still reading book 19, Bob and Nikki? Because if you can answer that question, you can answer a lot of questions, I think, about writing. Particularly self-publishing. Bob and Nikki is one of those books that purists will hold up with their nose pinched between thumb and index finger and say, this is why we can't have nice things. Ignoring for the moment that book one of Bob and Nikki has probably sold 100,000 units. Because readers don't really give a shit. It's just like a good story. And if the story's good enough, they're willing to overlook a lot. Otherwise, why would anybody read me? So I think Jerry Boyd's gonna have to be on there. I have to find a lit RPG book. I've got science fiction. I've got a couple science fiction. I have a couple fantasy. Do I have a romance? Maybe Jackie Lowes. See, Deanna Keating's Witches of Keating Hall. Diana Keating. Deanna Chase, thank you very much, is paranormal romance. Don't think it's part of the... I have to look, I don't know, I'm pretty sure it's not part of the women's paranormal fiction movement. I think it's just straight up paranormal romance. Put some of those in there too. These paranormal women's romance titles are significant for a couple of reasons. I really like them. Deanna Chase, Robin Peterman, K.F. Breen. I'm trying to think of some of the others. There's 13 of them in the coven, which it just cracked me up when I realized what they'd done with it. At any rate, 8:08 in the morning. I have to put in my password and not say it out loud. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.